It seems to me, at least where I live or in my community of doctors and patients, that my chart really dominates the online doctor interaction world, this service. My chart, all these different doctor's offices have it. It all lives on different subdomains related to their practice. And so it's not one login to my chart. It's many logins that you have to my chart because it's a different one for each doctor. It's terrible. I cannot believe that the best in class, that the best, most popular tool for interacting with your doctors through the internet is this crappy tool, MyChart. And I'm certainly not going to build a competitor because then you have to do all this kind of, compliance. You've got to be, HIPAA compliant, whatever else. That seems like a nightmare, but I can't believe how crappy it is. And they must make tons of money, the people who make MyChart, because they got all these doctor's offices licensing them. I haven't even used MyChart today. It just occurred to me how bad it is, and it is really bad. Anyway, let's do a show that's not really bad. Let's do a show that's instead really good.
Your Daily Lex.
I think I'm going to release my app soon. I think I'm going to release it in the next couple of weeks, if all goes well with Apple. It's funny because part of me has been procrastinating a little bit on the actual releasing side, like knowing what I have to do, because I know there is a bunch of stuff you have to do, and I don't know what it all is. So it's like, I know I need a bunch of screenshots and the descriptions, and like, I don't feel like I'm an expert in that sort of thing. I can write pretty well, but I don't know if I can copyright for the App Store. This is not my expertise. I don't know. And you see some people who do those really fancy screenshots. It seems very popular to do the thing where you have screenshots that kind of stretch over each other, where they're not really screenshots. You're just using the screenshot template to make other cool images. That seems like beyond my skill set. I have not ever been, nor will I ever be, a designer, and that's okay. I'm very fortunate that my pal Brian, whom you know as the co-host of Sorkin In It, that he is a designer, and he's done a bunch of, by the way, this is Brian, I know you're listening. This is not me saying to you, hey, will you make me App Store art? That's not at all what this is. But I'm just saying, like, anything that looks lovely in the app, if you've beta tested it, or if you haven't, frankly, but anything that looks lovely is because of Brian. My buddy Greg has been helping me on some server stuff, and today I wrote him this big long email saying, hey, my server still goes down sometimes for a second at a time, and I don't know why, so fix it, please. So hopefully he'll do that. And speaking of, just British talk only about my internet friends today, I guess, now in relation to Lex Games. My pal Dan Morin was like, hey, I wish I could see what words the people who scored ahead of me on Letter Opener had submitted. Letter Opener, if you're not familiar, is a game that isn't available on the web yet because it's one that I'm making app only for kind of the heck of it, for marketing. And I thought, oh, that would be a fun thing to implement. And he and I talked a little bit about ways I could do that, and I came up with a way that I liked. And then it was really, really hard to get actually working in the app, and I did. And then it worked great on my Mac, and then when I actually pushed it out, it crashed when you tried to access that list of words on a phone or any other iOS device. So it was really fun. I got to fix that too. But it was a thing that I thought would be like a kind of small feature to implement. And then it turned out to be a little bit of a nightmare. So that was exciting. Anyway, I hope you're having just a wonderful day and that your anticipation for my upcoming app is high. Yesterday, of course, was Mother's Day, and Lauren wanted to watch a movie. And that's, by the way, very rare. Lauren never wants to watch a movie, but she wanted to do something as a family, and she had the idea that we could watch a movie in the basement. And figuring out a movie that everybody will want to watch is always tricky. And so we typically don't poll the kids anymore, right? We come up with what we think is the right movie, and then we say we're going to watch it. On occasion, we'll say, here are some choices, and then nobody will agree on which of those choices to select. That's great. But yesterday, I eventually had gotten Lauren on board with the idea of watching the movie, A Mighty Wind, which is one of those Christopher Guest mockumentary-style movies with his repertory cast of funny improvising type people, and this one's about music. So we thought it really worked for everybody. It was funny in ways that Ani would appreciate, and it had singing, which Sierra likes, and music, which Liam likes. We did not have to spend as much time as we did coming up with a movie that everybody would like, because Liam instantly fell asleep, which is his new thing. And then Sierra was really on her phone the entire time. And sometimes I will say to Sierra, hey, can you put your phone down and just watch the movie? Like, I'll use my phone while I'm watching a movie. It's a movie I already know, but if it's a movie that's new to me, I'll put the phone down. And I was going to say, Sierra, could you put your phone down? And then I looked over and I saw that she was playing my game. So I let that slide. That seemed okay by me. You know what else is okay by me? You. Hope you're having a great day. Goodbye.
Lex.